More than 16,000 federal workers are on the job in Alaska, and with a congressional impasse over the budget, they are all wondering what they'll do if an agreement isn't reached by Friday. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
It looks like both sides are dug in deeply, and that could mean some 800,000 federal employees nationwide will be furloughed, perhaps as early as Monday, and that the third largest employer in Alaska, the federal government, also will send many, perhaps most of its workforce, home that day without pay. That bothers Jeff Lipscomb, a civilian employee at Fort Greely. Lipscomb says he and many other federal employees with whom he's talked are deeply worried about what will happen this time if politicians fail to reach an agreement and the government runs out of money just after midnight Friday.
You know, we've been on this roller coaster now for, you know, several months, you know, with continuing resolution, and then it's going to run out, and oh well, you know, at the 11th hour we'll approve it, 1, 2, 3 week, whatever it is, extension. And there is consternation because it's generally accepted that if we have a shutdown, those who are not designated as mission essential end up staying home and not getting paid.
Federal officials say if the government does run out of money, it will be only partially shut down. Federal employees with responsibilities that are considered essential, such as military and Homeland Security and Postal Service, would stay on the job, but would not receive pay until a budget agreement is reached. Employees considered non-essential would be furloughed. Bill Ward, president of the Federal Employees Union Local 1834 at Fort Wainwright, says management at the local level there has given employees very little information about what will happen if the government is shut down. Ward says his union local has filed an unfair labor practice complaint against Fort Wainwright over the issue, and the national leadership of his union, the American Federation of Government Employees, is suing the Federal Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, to force the agency to let workers know what to expect.
Every agency government-wide has a contingency plan when they have a shutdown. We've requested a copy of that contingency plan, as well as identification of all essential personnel that would be required to work during the shutdown. They refused to give us the information.
Ward says OPM has given the union's leadership a very basic outline of what employers can expect on Monday if negotiations fail.
Nobody knows how long it's going to last, what it's going to entail. You know, we've spoken with OPM. The understanding we have now, if indeed it happens, everybody will most likely be required to show up for work on Monday. The non-essential personnel will have to take about 4 hours to basically get their stuff shut down.
News reports suggest that federal employees were to have completed plans today on how they'd go about a shutdown. It's expected to be done much like the last shutdown in the 90s. But Ward says this time it's going to be tougher to sort out who's essential and who's not, especially when many of the employees who might in peacetime be considered non-essential are this time supporting the deployment of soldiers, like those from Fort Wainwright serving in Afghanistan.
When you're having a deployment, what about the people that set up the storage for their personal belongings, the bus drivers? They're going to take them to the airplanes. You know, these are all employees that normally would not be considered essential.
Lipscomb, who works in an upper-level position at Fort Greely, says some employees will be able to get by for a while without a paycheck. Others will have a harder time.
Obviously, there are some people who can absorb that, and there are others who can't. You know, so anytime there's a potential for not having your paycheck anymore, that's a concern for folks.
Ward says it's tough for any family to go without a paycheck, especially if this shutdown lasts as long as the last one, and given today's higher costs of living.
I think in 95, 96, it was a three-week shutdown. I don't know anybody out there that can live 3 weeks without a paycheck.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.